Antagonism Plagues Believers in Algeria, a ministry to the persecuted church, launches 2010 with new leadership at the helm. And Christians are lending dignity to the poor in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Muslim antagonism continues in the days following Christmas. The latest incident comes from Algeria, where 50 radicals prevented a Christian church from holding services. Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton describes what happened.
The Christians called the police, and instead of allowing them to meet, the police sent the Christians home to try to negotiate with those who were protesting. And in the end, the church was not allowed to hold their services.
Christians face a perception that they use food, money, and cell phones as bribes to win converts. Despite the death threats, the church is growing as Muslims choose Christianity of their own free will in Algeria.
There's evangelism going on. There are people being reached, and Muslims are coming to know Jesus and joining the church. Of course, that is also one of the things that is causing anger and it's causing frustration among the Muslims, is as they see Muslims leaving Islam to follow Jesus.
Pray for the Christians' bold witness to lead many to Christ. Next, sister ministry Voice of the Martyrs Canada has appointed Corey Auden as its new chief executive officer. Auden has several years of leadership experience at the Evangelical Council for Financial Accountability and at VOM in the United States. He'll be taking over responsibilities for Glenn Penner, who's been battling leukemia for several years but will continue to serve in a specialized role. Pray for VOM Canada in this time of transition as it serves the persecuted church for the sake of the gospel. You're listening to Mission Network News. According to Wycliffe Bible translators, there may be up to 500 different signed languages around the world. There are more than 200 documented. Unfortunately, Julia says Bible translation is far from complete.
In the world, there is only one New Testament available in sign language, and that's in American Sign Language. The team that's working in American Sign Language is about two-thirds through the Old Testament now, and so that'll be out soon.
For the deaf, reading text is actually a second language. Wycliffe wants someone signing the Bible on DVD, but Julia says that can be dangerous in countries where Christians are persecuted.
They can't put their face on a DVD and then distribute it throughout the country because that is dangerous for them.
So Wycliffe is experimenting with the idea of using avatar animation to do the translation. Julia says
that way deaf people can receive the scripture in their own language, and yet there's a lot less danger for the translation teams.
More information on deaf Bible translation can be found at our website. Meanwhile, Worldwide Christian School says roughly a dollar a day can change a life for the better in India. For instance, 11-year-old Biswajit is a student of New Life Academy in northern India. Her father, a day laborer, is unable to care for her and placed her in the care of New Life Orphanage. She's awaiting a Student Hope sponsor so that she can continue her education. The goal of the program is simple: get more children into Christ-centered schools. Can you help? Our website will show you how. And Haiti's distress is stark and wretched. It eats away at dignity and drives people into total despair.
The poverty level is the highest that we have seen it.
That's Eva DeHarta for Haiti with Love. The ministry team spends half a year preparing for their annual Christmas in Haiti party. They killed the fatted calf to make sure there was enough to go around. Gifts and sweets shipped over in late fall. With the poor swelling ranks, would it be enough?
Had plenty of food. In fact, had three seatings at the party, fed over 1,000 people this year.
The love of Christ continues to bring hope in desolation. DeHart says their mission is all about dignity. A simple touch through a party restores hope and opens doors for the gospel.
It's just kind of the culmination of what we do all year long, because our emergency clinic, the homes that we build, they're all representation of how God loves them.
Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. MNN is now offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news, including pictures, to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. Start the new year off right. Call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 for more details. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.